I am peaceful when I feel deeply, enjoy simply, think freely, and am enjoyed. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. I am peaceful when I feel deeply, enjoy simply, think freely, and am enjoyed. Then the inner light shines on my innocence. That's kind of a brazen thing to call oneself innocent, isn't it? To say that I have the innocence of a child, or I have the innocence of one who is unaware of things. Actually, that's not the kind of innocence that I mean. The innocence is the innocence of being peaceful. Just being peaceful in myself. The idea, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. I don't have to worry about any of the details. I just know all is in divine order, and then I just do the right things. I harmoniously do all the things that are beneficial and a blessing for me. I just work in that consciousness. I feel deeply about it. I have no compunction about it. I just do what comes naturally for me to do. The inner wisdom in me says what is to be done, and I do it. I don't do it because I must do it or because it's right to do it, but I just do it. And in my doing it, what happens? In my doing it, I simply enjoy it. And I think freely about it. And I am enjoyed in the process. Because when I am happy, when I am doing what makes me a turn on, what makes me feel satisfied and fulfilled, everyone looks at me and says, hey, how about that? Isn't that nice? When you look at a great musician and you see him playing a concert before thousands of people, and he just flows with it. The music is part of his soul. The music is part of his total being. He just emotes that music, and everyone listens to him and says, wow, wow. He's not supercilious. He's not in any way acting superior to his audience. He's not in any way acting superior to the music. He just is the music. He embodies it. He lives it. He expresses it. And this is what we're talking about here. He is totally at peace. I am peaceful when I feel deeply. I enjoy simply. I think freely. And I am enjoyed. You see, this is what it's all about. The inner light shines on our innocence. And each one of us experience that from time to time. Each one of us know this and delight in this. Each one of us think highly about it. We think, wow, what a great way to go. What a great expression. And truly it is. And truly it is. It is a great expression. Because this is where our divinity manifests itself in such purity and simplicity and such joy. This is where our instant illumination powers up our total being and illumines our total being, makes our minds sparkle with joy, makes us feel like we're a child once again, makes us feel like we are some great musician standing on stage playing a concert for an audience. A single musician with just a single instrument playing before a grand audience. We've seen recently Yo-Yo Ma do beautiful things like that. And until recently, we didn't know of many of the complications of his life. And yet, these complications never came through his music. His music was always above and beyond any problem that Yo-Yo Ma might have been experiencing. We hear of many of the great musicians who are composers and musicians in the past who went blind while they were doing their composing work, and they still were able to do beautiful work. Some, and this is the most difficult to conceive, some went deaf. They no longer could hear the music they were producing in the physical scale. They had to hear it only on the mental scale. And did they complain? No. They just went forth and continued doing what they knew how to do, what they best were able to do, and that was to express the divinity within them, to express the magic of the musical soul that they possessed. And they brought it forth. And they brought it forth with peace and feeling deeply about it, enjoying it, thinking freely about it, and naturally being enjoyed. When we do things like that, we'll be enjoyed. People will look at us and they'll say, wow, I like to be around that person. Wow, I like to be in their presence. Wow, why do they want to be in our presence? Why does any other person in the whole world want to be in our presence when they themselves are so great? They want to be in our presence because we want to be in our presence, because we have self-confidence, because we enjoy ourselves, because we like ourselves, because we're doing just great. Do you get the concept there? It's such a simple one, but such a dynamic one. I am peaceful when I feel deeply, enjoy simply, think freely. I am peaceful. And you see, this peaceful doesn't mean I have to impress upon others who I am and what I do. When you hear some of the, or see some of the movies about Anza Pinza, and you see some of the movies about other singers, and you see how they were sort of just singing in their homes, in their community, and they were good, but no one realized how good they were until someone promoted them. And when someone promoted them, then they became better and better. And then, what oftentimes happens, they felt they were so good, they felt they were superior to anybody else. Or, I like to think it's the other way around. They lost their self-confidence, and so they tried to gain it through drugs and through other things of that nature. Here, Elvis Presley, the king of music, worshipped, honored, revered by the world, and a young man. And unfortunately, he got tangled up with drugs, and these caused his demise. But why did he get tangled up with drugs? Why did he go the direction away from the genius that he was? And he was truly a genius. I mean, he was a young man whose voice, whose music, whose presentation was just beyond its imagination, beyond its time, but it was perfectly properly timed. But somewhere along the line, perhaps not his music, but in some other area of his life, he felt inadequate. He felt inadequate. He felt unable to be the master as he was in his music. And so he thought perhaps by drinking alcohol or by taking drugs, this would help him to have that self-confidence and to do things in those areas. And how silly we are when we try to depend on something like that. It just doesn't work. It just doesn't work. And what you'll find is that when people get into that sort of an activity, they want to bring everybody else in because they are lost in that, and they don't want to feel belittled because they're lost in it. Rather than climbing out of the hole, they want to bring others in. Be very careful always when you're building your self-confidence, and you're building your self-confidence in an area that you're not familiar with. In an area, for instance, you're building your self-confidence in being a public speaker when you are a painter. And you're an excellent painter, but as a public speaker, you have never had any training. And so, people ask you to speak, and you say, I don't speak. But a person who likes himself, he will go and take courses in speaking, and he will therein go and be a great public speaker. Number two, because he loves his subject. Number one, his subject is his genius, his art, whatever it may be. Number two, he wants to shine it forth and talk about it in whatever his ability is. And so therefore he goes and takes lessons in it. He's 50 years old. He's 80 years old. He takes lessons in public speaking. Never too late. Never too late. Because the world is ours. The world is ours to enjoy, to be thrilled with, and to have lots of fun with. Can we really conceive that for ourselves? And the answer is yes. When we are peaceful, when we feel deeply and simply enjoy things and feel free about things, then all the world delights in us. But not only the world delights in us, we delight in ourselves. And we don't need anything else to prove to us how wonderful we are. We don't need anything else to prove to us that our instant illumination comes from within, goes within, and comes from within and goes within, and there is no outer. For whatever others perceive the outer to be, for us it's always the inner, shining forth like a beautiful beacon of purity and goodness. And that beacon is empowered, that beacon is nurtured, that beacon is strengthened by our self-confidence. And our self-confidence is gained by enjoying whatever we do to our fullest. You can make mistakes, and you don't care. You do your best. You enjoy to the fullest what you do. We all hear the stories of Michelangelo's giant David statue and the genius that he expressed in it. But we don't hear the stories about Michelangelo working on other objects of art and having them collapse at the last moment. They were just about ready to have his signature, so to speak, put on it, and clutch, the whole thing drops into a pile of rubble. And if he let that bother him, then he would be bothered, and he would be incapable of doing his good job. But he doesn't let that bother him. He just goes on to achieve the goal that he sets for himself. And in setting it for himself, he arises to the top of his own inner genius, his own inner wonderment. That's who we are. That's who we are. Carry with each one of us all the days of our life how beautiful we are, how wonderful we are, how great we are. We live in a fabulous world, and instant illumination is ours any moment we choose to have it. And I suggest we have it now. You are my beloved more than you'll ever know. And I think you're fantastic. And I love you. I love you. I love you.